Boker Tov. So today is Tuesday, Yom Shlishi b'Shabbat Kodesh, Parashat Acharimot Kedushim. It is Chet Be'iyar, continuing with our journey through Kohelet. Almost done, Aga. So we're up to Perek Tet. We're up to Pasuk Bet, but let's start from the beginning of Perek again, just to get back into it. Ki et kol ze natati libi v'lavur et kol ze. Shlomo HaMelech says, you know, the whole Kohelet is a monologue, most of it. Shlomo HaMelech with himself saying, you know, I paid attention, and obviously number one factor in Avodat Hashem is always paying attention, because if you don't pay attention, you don't get anywhere. Asher tzaddikim v'chachamim v'avadehim b'yad ha'elohim. The tzaddikim, the wise men, their servants are in the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gam ahava, gam sin'ah, en yodeh adam hakol lifnehim. Which means, even these great people, in general, don't pay attention enough to what is beloved and hated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that causes problems, as he says in the next passage. Hakol ka'asher lakol, which means, when things happen to people, when occurrences happen to people, yeah, everybody knows that, like Shlomo HaMelech said earlier, mikre echad lechulam. Everybody's going to, you know, be buried 6 feet under, and we're all going to have to give din v'cheshbon to Melech Malchei HaMelachim. He says, nevertheless, even though everybody knows that the same thing happens to everybody, you don't have everybody making the same life choices. Which means some people are more aware of the fact that Da'ame ayin batol anata olech, which is, by the way, this week's Pirkei Avot, v'lifnei mi ata ati liten din v'cheshbon. Some people have it lenegdam tamid, and that helps them make the correct decisions going through life. Most people don't. So that's what he means. Hakol ka'asher lakol, mikre echad latzadik velarasha, latov velatahor velatame. The same thing happens to everybody. Yeah? So over here, velazoveyach, velasher enenu zoveyach. To the one, what was that talking about? We're going to see in a second. Lazoveyach, the one who brings the korban and the one who doesn't. Katov kachote, the good one and the sinner, hanishba kaasher shivua yare. So that's a reference to those who swear and those who are scared. Now Rashi says it's a reference to different tzaddikim throughout the generations. Listen to this. Says Rashi, la tzaddik, who's that? Noach. La rasha, paro. Yeah. La tov, Moshe. La tahor, Aharon. La tameh, elu meraglim. La zoveyach. Yeah. Ze Yoshiyahu, who's tzaddik yesod onam. His forefathers were the Sha'im. Yoshiyahu is chozer b'tshuva shlema. So, why? The pasuk says, v'yizbach Yoshiyahu. V'la asher enenu zoveyach, who's that? That is, ze achav shebitel et Yisrael me'alot laregel. Who is the king who prevented Am Yisrael from being olel laregel and bringing korbanot? That is Achav. Katov, David.
The one says Yeravan originally, but then...
Nahon. But he continued. Now he says, Kachote Nebuchadnezzar, Hanishba, Ze Tzidkiyahu, Shanishba Al HaShekir, Kaasher Shevu'a Yare, who's that? Ze Shimshon, who's Lamadnu, that, yeah, he, all of them, at the end of these, you know, what happened to all of these people, all of these tzaddikim, they all died with their eyes being poked in. So we see, besides for obviously Moshe and Aaron and stuff like that, but the point is, we're going from biggest tzaddikim to biggest rishayim, and everybody in the middle, they all died. And they all have to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in judgment. Says in Pasuk Gima, Zera b'chol asher na'asa techat ha-shemesh. This is an evil that happens to everybody under the sun. Yeah, ki mikre echad lakol. V'gam lev b'nei ha'adam male ra v'holelut bilbavam b'chayehem. Man's heart is full of evil and frivolity in their hearts during their lives, and afterwards for the dead. Yeah, the Rishaim look at everything that happens to them during their lives as mikre, right? Everything is just happenstance, everything is just a coincidence. And what happens? There's two pshatim. One pshat Rashi says, "V'sofan yirdin l'geinam," as a result of their outlook in this world that caused them to go to geinam. The Gemara says, though, that when a person's rasha, rasha'im afilu apitcha shel geinam enam shavim. A rasha, when a person lives his whole life as a rasha, it's very difficult when he sees the truth in front of him. It's very difficult for those kind of people, they take their wickedness into Gehinnom with them. Even at the last moment when they're able to save themselves, they usually don't because they're so steeped in sin. So, Omer Kacha, let's do another pasuk. Kini asher yechubar el kol ha'chaim yesh bitachon. One who is connected to all of life has trust. What's that? Rashi HaKadosh says that when a person kibeodo b'chaim afilu rasha v'nitchaber l'sharim, he says, yesh bitachon, even when a person is connected, or, you know, he is in a group of rashaim his entire life, there's still hope for him to do teshuvah. Ki lechelev chai hu tov min ha'ariyah mit. Because even a live dog is better than a dead lion. In what way? What's he talking about over here? Yeah, let's say both of them are a shayim. But when a person's a live dog, at least he's alive and he still has the chance to do teshuvah. Versus a dead lion, after what's his name? After he's dead, in manasot, but metim chofshi. Yeah, says Rashi HaKadosh. Tov haya lo nivuzradan shehaya avid rasha v'nitgayer ad shelo yikdima tomita minuchadnetzar habo shenikra aryeh. Which means, what happened? The boss was Nebuchadnezzar, the king. The subject was the general, Nebuzaradan. Nebuchadnezzar didn't have a chance to, I mean, he did have a chance, but he didn't take advantage of it. He died without doing teshuvah, and he was the boss. He was like the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Allah Aryeh Misubecho, that's a reference to Nebuchadnezzar. He was the lion. And where's the dead lion? Ta'ach Geinam. Whereas the live dog, the subject, the servant, Nebuzaradan, with all of his wickedness, his, you know, large chunk of his life, he was Rasha Merusha, killed millions of people. And what? At the end of his life, what did he do? He ran away, he was mitgayer, chazar b'tshuva. Which means there is tikva, there is bitachon, there's a hope for a person to be chazar b'tshuva. And not only that, the Gemara says that, you know, he had great descendants as well. So that's another thing. Those who are alive know that they are going to die. The dead know nothing. There's no more reward for them because they've already been forgotten. What's that talking about? When a person is alive, even if he's an asha, there's still hope that he'll remember that he's going to die. And like the Gemara says, there are certain things that help to protect people from avonot. If a person sees, the Gemara says in Brachot, if a person sees that he's being overcome by the Yetzer Hara, there are a few things the Gemara says in order of prayer. Number one is, what should he do? First Torah.
Oh, first Limud Torah.
If Limud Torah doesn't work, Kriyat Shema. And if Kriyat Shema doesn't work, says the Gemara, right, last resort is Yazkir Yom HaMita. Remind himself of the Yom HaMita. Yeah? Why? Because Yom HaMita is a very scary thing. You have tzaddikim. There were, you know, historically many tzaddikim had graves. And in order to kind of bring this to life, every so often they would go to their graves and lie down, get a good feel for, you know, get used to it, and then come out. Why? That engenders, that brings about teshuvah. It's great.
Definitely a very humbling.
It's a, you know, lie in your grave, it's a big thing. Am Yisrael in the Midbar would lie in their graves every Tisha B'Av. Whoever woke up, and lived another year, and you know, whoever didn't, that's it. So what do you see from here? Even the people who are, you see from the Gemara, Sgula, for preventing Averot, is remembering Yom HaMita. When a person remembers it, there's hope that it will be Chozer B'Tshuva. But after a person's dead, Allah, in Mela Asot.
Why don't we just say, if a person skips straight to the last one, why does he have to go through the whole process? Why don't we just say, think of Yom HaMita from the beginning? So too harsh, I think, like,
not too harsh, because the power of the Torah, we'd rather do positive things. Try to be Chozer B'Tshuva Me'ahava. Try to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through love, through kindness, through Torah, through Tefillah, through Kriyat Shema. If that doesn't work, then Yir'ah. Yir'ah is not, fear is not the highest level of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that we have to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, but if all of our Avodat Hashem is from fear, it's not the highest level. It's better to, you're supposed to have a combination of Avodat Hashem Me'ahava and Mir'ah. Understand? So, עוד פסוק אחד, just to end off, גם אהבתם, גם שנאתם, גם קנאתם כבר אבדה. Their love, their hate, their jealousy is already gone. It says, וחלק אין להם עוד לעולם, they have no portion left in the world, וכל אשר נעשה תחת השמש. This is talking about once a person's dead. Yeah, their, what was their love? Their love was joking and partying. That's gone. Yeah, what's sin'atam, their hatred? The hatred of religion and intellectual pursuits, that's gone. Their kin'atam, which is what? Their kin'atam was the fact of, could be jealousy, but it could also mean to anger. Ilkanna, right? The anger of Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's already gone. After they're dead, all of their pursuits are gone. The chilek in laim, right? Nothing that they did in this world will help them. Le'achar me'avayisri. So, you know, Kohelet is a very sobering sefer musar, because it's a very, very real life look at this world, and you know, a person can't get away from it. So, Bezat Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow with the Pasuk Zayin. Taz, remember tomorrow, Taz.